Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Having departed Malaysia, President Trump is now in Japan, where he'll meet with the country's newly minted prime minister in Tokyo.
I think the key thing is to reiterate how important Japan is to the United States, the fact that this is their deeply rooted, most strategic partner in the region. And it's militarily strategic, of course, because Japan hosts the biggest number of U.S. troops abroad in U.S. bases here, but also economically, because Japan pumps in billions and billions of dollars into the U.S. economy. And of course, under the U.S. tariff deal, they've promised even more investments, $550 billion. So expect Donald Trump to frame this as a win for the American economy, for American jobs.
The BBC's Shaima Halil says after Japan, Mr. Trump will visit South Korea midweek. During his time there, he'll meet with Chinese President Xi amid reports of significant progress on a trade deal. Melissa is a monster. Category 5 hurricane, winds just shy of 150 miles per hour. And it's bearing down on Jamaica. The winds are picking up, torrential rain has been falling, and the island's two airports are closed. Government shutdown, day 27. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy predicts that more flight delays and cancellations will take place as air traffic controllers work without pay.
My job is to keep the airspace safe. And so if I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going safely.
Duffy on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. A lot of cleanup to be done across parts of southern Mississippi hit by a couple of tornadoes over the weekend. There have been no reports of injuries. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 255 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 286. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the Bible and social issues.
According to a new poll of church-going adults released by the Family Research Council, just 47% believe that the scriptures offer clear guidance on the morality of homosexuality, and only 40% think this about transgenderism. The survey also finds just 51% of Americans who attend worship services regularly say the Bible is clear and decisive on the question of abortion. 59% think the Bible is clear about religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling on Christians to fight anti-Semitism. Addressing a gathering of the group Christians United for Israel, Pastor John Hagee's church in San Antonio, Cruz warned of growing anti-Semitism among political conservatives. Quoting Cruz, "I'm here to tell you in the last 6 months, I have seen anti-Semitism rising on the right in a way I have never seen in my entire life." This is SRN News. 1 week ahead of time, there is confusion about daylight saving time.
Every October, there's a week when Europe and the U.S. are out of sync with daylight saving time, confusing people organizing international meetings, not to mention confusing people who are not organizing international meetings. In Europe, clocks go back on the last Sunday in October. In the U.S., the first Sunday in November. So, you see, this creates a temporary one-hour change in time difference between London and New York, a period when basically no one anywhere has the foggiest idea what time it is. Jason Walker reporting.
The FAA says flights departing for Los Angeles International Airport were halted briefly yesterday morning. It was because of a staffing shortage at a Southern California Air Traffic Control facility. More details at srnnews.com.